And anyway, so on Friday, April 17th, it was the National Day of Silence. Yes. Now, commemorarium, you like that word? That's a big fatty word. In commemorarium of the Day of Silence, I could not help but notice that both Big Fatty and Auntie Vera...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Did a show on Friday.
Were they being bullies?
I'm just saying. What do they not care about GLBT violence?
Well, maybe they were pre-recorded and they just aired them.
It could be, but let's take a listen, because I've actually got some clips that I'd like to play from the show.
Okay.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the BFO. Today is Friday, April 17th.
What?
This just in from the Dubious Intent newsroom. Big Fatty is completely, totally psychotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I can say. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
I thought that was highly insensitive of him. I think that was highly insensitive of him to have done that on Friday.
A little out of character.
Wow, Big Fatty sounded a lot like the Dana Carvey church lady.
I'm just saying. And I don't actually have clips from Auntie Vera because she copyrights her stuff because she's, you know, a big time person, and I can't play it on here because it's copyrighted.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
In commemorarium. You like that word? That's a big fatty word.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 318 of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to catch up on some folks who responded to Big Fatty not celebrating the National Day of Silence because, you know, Big Fatty and silence do not go together. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty just loves it once we get over the hump. Once we get over hump day, Big Fatty loves it because it's all downhill from there. And, had some folks in the call mine today, and they bought everybody lunch. And Big Fatty had some barbecue wings, and they were okay, except y'all, it had too much barbecue sauce on it. Big Fatty is just getting particular about his barbecue. So that's all I got to say. Now, y'all, I do want to spend some time today. Now, you know, last Friday is the day that I got the new asshole chewed, because I called out, calling him out, Big Fatty, and got the new asshole chewed, but that's okay, because I have heard from several people since then, and I just want to catch up with some of them. By the way, Stephen, I had said that Stephen the Uck had, and then he hadn't, sent me the coupon Sherpa, and y'all, he has also... But he did send me some other kind of coupon thing, and I can't fucking find it now. Jane up there in the Boston, I know I called her out, and she has responded, and she wanted me to add her to my fat favorites. And y'all, I tried to do that, but it says that Jane's blog doesn't exist, so I don't know what's up with that. So Jane, send Big Fatty the correct direct link. Y'all, Miss Kathy's been on the interweb. She has found the secret picture of Big Fatty. I'm just going to say that. And let's see here now. How do I go back? Oh, here we go. After Miss Kathy, y'all, Tim in Tampa has sent Big Fatty some Ask Big Fatty questions. I've gotten several of those. Julie just sent me some also. But y'all, I have heard from Nancy in Japan, because she heard her name being called out. She was called out on the BFO. And she says, hey, Big Fatty, And, Nancy, she's just fallen off the face of the earth. She's quoted Big Fatty there. And she says, oh, I'm listening, Big Fatty. It's hard to fall off the face of the earth when I've heard that the world is round. And she says, would you believe that the cherry blossoms have been clogging up our interweb connection? Or that I've been conscientious about dodging North Korean missiles? She sent me a picture of the cherry blossoms, and it's just beautiful. Just beautiful. So, Nancy, I'm glad to know that you are alive and well, and can you check on Yoshi? It's not Yoshi. It's Yogi. It's not Yogi either. It's whoever else is over there in the Japan that I can't remember their name right now. Trucker Alex sent me a picture, but the Sea Hag has already addressed the picture of the gooch. But you can go over and listen to the Sea Hag show for Wednesday and hear about that. So I won't repeat myself. Y'all, Stephen the Uck has also sent me something. Y'all are going to really like this. In fact, get out your pencil because this one is good. It's called Adidas.com. Okay. And Adidas.com. And it's go under the campaigns over there and look for the advertising campaign where the cute boys change their shirts. It's delicious. Y'all should go check that one out. It has Larry Clow written all over it, y'all. Then, y'all, I have heard from Bjorn. Bjorn called him out. Hey, Bjorn says, Big Friday, I'm often too lazy just to call in. I listen, but I don't need the attention. Well, making fun of the that's what she said, boys, is totally worth it. I will find the bacon waffle recipe at home tonight and send it to you. They are so good. When I find a good or bad reason to ruin your show, I'll call. So, y'all, Bjorn asked me if I had ever had a bacon and cheese waffle. And it does sound delicious. So, y'all, I told you I heard from the straight boyfriend. Y'all, he is commenting up a storm. And it's back to the old, good old times again, because we like it when the straight boyfriend comments. And y'all, he listens when he's exercising. And so, you know, he may have to send Big Fatty some of his moist exercise clothes so that Big Fatty can enjoy that. But he says that his pub at home is the pub filmed in the Mystic River movie. Okay, I don't know if you've ever heard of Rick Berlin. I've never heard of Rick Berlin, but I think he is a bit of a legend in the drag scene in Boston. Well, you know, Big Fatty is not into the drag scene, much less the drag scene in Boston. Perhaps Jane or the resident historian in the BFO, that'd be Brian from Boston, who we haven't fucking heard from either. Maybe they can comment about Rick Berlin. It says he's been a very nice waiter at the pub since Straight Bob had been going there. Anyway, Miss Kitty reminds Straight Bob of this Rick Berlin. So, how about that? So, tell us about it. Tell us about it there, Brian from Boston. So, y'all, I've heard from Julie. She is still worried about me. However, she has sent in some questions for Ask Big Fatty, and we'll get those on an upcoming episode. And then y'all, Michael from that QCast connection, that you know, they're back from the big cruise. He sent me a picture that I guess he took it with his iPhone, and y'all, it is of the sun. I think that is over there in the Uck, and maybe Steve in the Uck can verify this, or maybe Naught or John from Ely. But y'all, on the cover of the Sun, it says "Fatties cause global warming," and now I want to say that I do think that Larry Klein would agree with that because you know of all that methane. So anyway, so glad that I was in your mind, Michael, when you saw that. Y'all, do you listen to David, that Blue James guy? You know he does a podcast, and then he does that American's Idol update. By the way, the American Idol's on Wednesday night, not Wednesday night, on Tuesday night was really good. It was disco night. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you that the gay one, whose name I don't remember off the top of my head, is going to win it. Because, y'all, he was fantastic. But, y'all, in addition to doing all that podcast and working in his church and all that kind of stuff, y'all, he is now selling the Avon also. So, I'm just saying. And Avon, ding dong, Avon calling. And then, y'all, Kim Beaver this afternoon, you know, Kim Beaver, whenever she posts something over there on her Kim Beaver's Lodge, she always sends me this little cryptic message. And she says, "Oh, honey, thanks for letting me post that picture of you and your cake. Who sent it to you? Was it Miss Wes? Isn't he just the sweetest darling?" And, y'all, I haven't looked at it yet because I wanted it to be a surprise. So I'm going to go over to the BFO. And then I'm going to click, y'all, over there under the Fat Favorites. I'm going to click on the Kim Beaver's Lodge. And I'm going to go over and see what the hell Kim Beaver... Oh, dear God. Oh, my God. She has got a picture of poor Big Fatty blowing out some candles on the pineapple of... upside down. And y'all, oh my God. And it says, in his BFO show number 315, our dear old friend told us how much he loved the pineapple pies. One of his lovies, probably Miss West from the San Diegos, actually made him one. And now look at his happy little face. Isn't it just heartbreaking how few it takes to make him so blissfully happy. Chew carefully, sweetheart, so that the pineapple slices won't cause any blisters underneath your dentures. Enjoy, my darling. Oh, my God. Y'all, that may be one of the, that may be one of the best ones yet. Oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, really, the only thing I can think of that could be better than that, well, it couldn't be better than that, but almost as good as that, is this.
Hello.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. I recently realized not only am I being a bad podcaster by, you know, not recording for a while, I've also been a bad listener by not calling anybody for a while either. So before anyone started, you know, accusing me of, you know, dying or falling victim to somebody else's hacksaw or something, I thought I would call and let you know that, you know, I'm out here and I don't know. I love some of the new segments. Definitely very interesting, very original. And yeah. And thank you, by the way, for the other week for spotlighting me not once but twice in your opening segment. I felt very special and very embarrassed when you played the clip from Marcho's show. Please take care. And remember, it's without smearing my eyeliner, not Princess Hannah's fucked up makeup. All right, take care. Bye, babe.
Y'all, that's Princess Hannah, and you can get to her podcast, Princess Hannah's Fucked Up Makeup, over there at the BFO. Just go over there and click on through and you can listen to it. I noticed that she just downloaded a brand new episode. It's been about a month and a half since the last one came out. So anyway, go over there and check that out. And Princess Anna, I am delighted that you liked the brand new and totally original segments that Big Fatty has added to the show. And y'all, speaking of podcasters who haven't put a show out in a while.
Hey, Fatty Daddy, it is Holly. I'm terribly sorry for not keeping in touch, but as you know, I've been extremely busy trying to put together a dream team of lawyers for Walt's defense to try and get him out of the prisons. So, yeah, I've been kind of busy with that. I don't mean to not, you know, call or write or send ham, but, you know, I've been busy. So, I'm still here. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Now, y'all, that is the eldest daughter. That's Holly. She's from that Wimby's. And, y'all, and she, it's not that, you know, the Wimby's hadn't put out a show in a couple of weeks, but it's not that they haven't tried. But evidently there have been testicle difficulties. And hopefully those testicle difficulties will be all taken care of. And Holly, I'm so glad that you heard last Friday's show and you heard that Big Friday needed to hear from you. So anyway, all right, y'all, our next call is from a first time caller. I won't call this person a Larry the Lurker, but a phone lurker maybe. But y'all, this is from the one and only Larry Dean.
Oh my God, the pressure. Big Fatty, it's Larry Dean calling from my iPhone on the way to work. Hope you're doing all right. First time caller, long time listener, but you knew that. Anywho, just curious when Grits Day is on your calendar. Can you look that up for me? Because I want to send you a recipe for my sausage and cheese grits casserole. Talk to you later. Bye.
Larry Dean, April the 14th was World Grits Day. That was last week. That was, poopy. Have I got to wait a whole year to get that recipe? Y'all, I have to explain a little something. Larry Dean does not talk like that. But there were so many spaces and pauses in his telephonic transmission that I had to go in and take some of those out so that I would have time, y'all, to play a call from yet another BFO first-time caller, y'all. Two in one day. Who knew? Y'all, here's Lorena the Lurker.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is BW Valentine, Larry the Lurker. I've never called you before. But I thought of you the other day when the census came down the road.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
And we were all excited. We were standing at the end of our driveway, and we thought we were going to be involved in the census, and I even sang the song and everything.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA, the census is coming to help us find the way.
They turned left. They didn't come back. They turned the other way down the road, and they didn't come back to us. So we didn't get to be... What? How's that song go? The census is counting on you, unless your name is B.W. Valentine. Well, anyway, keep up the good work. Love the podcast. Blah, blah, blah.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Y'all, isn't that exciting that P.W. Valentine called Big Fatty after she saw the census enumerator coming? And, but, wah, wah, they turned and didn't come to her house. But I bet you they will be coming because, you know, it's getting close to the census. In fact, y'all, Big Fatty rode by this building the other day, and right there on the front of it, it said United States Census, and I almost pulled the Ford Explosion over and took a picture, except I don't have an iPhone. So, anyway, what can I say? What can I say? Y'all, did you hear Archer? I'm so tired from the boot camp, and y'all, Kim Beaver has gone and done it with Archer also. So y'all, if you're not in the habit of going over there to see the Kim Brewer's lodge, you need to get on over there and check it out because you know. And y'all, the other thing I wanted to talk to you. Oh, Order Gussie, y'all, if there are any of you in the in the Las Vegas area on or around the 7th of May, that is the Sea Hag's birthday. And she will be loading up her motorhome after she spends $18,000 on tires. And she will be hauling her fat ass over to the Las Vegas. You know, the thing is, y'all, it would be much cheaper. You can get cheap-ass tickets from Woodland Hills to Las Vegas. They're probably $39 one each way. And rent a car for a hell of a lot less. But no.
In commemorarium. You like that word? That's a big fatty word.
Well, there are a lot of big fatty words. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Meh!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.